Full credit where credit is due by you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to accept that you not were wrong because been previously right, but, yes. You know, when things have – we talk about self-improvement on this podcast a lot. You know, we're one of those. And, you know, when things go away and look at what they need to work on and come back a better product, and you just got to give them credit, like you said. So, you know – all will be revealed.
Yeah, ice baths, meditation, that sort of stuff. But
the state of South Australia and their racing in particular has been listening to a lot of self-help podcasts and reading the books, and you've walked through the doors of Moorfield now and there's little saunas and ice baths everywhere. It's self-improvement plan.
Yeah. Hey, it's paying off.
Literally.
It is. It literally is. Second of Portsea might be running this weekend or on Anzac Day, so you'll have to tune in to the Instagram to see that. But sensational racing in South Australia, unbelievably. The Brisbane Carnival is kicking off as well. If you were to have a bet this weekend, where would you do it?
With the good people at Ned's, definitely. You can do everything you want with them. You can get weird and exotic as well, which I know you like a lot. You've provided a few tips for one of the features where, you know, maybe if you were interested in a Ned same race multi, you could chuck that on and it'd give you some juicy odds, I think. And maybe you could follow us in as well with the Ned's profiles.
Yeah, yeah. If you like what we're putting down on the day, just go to our Ned's profiles and copy what we've got going on there. But yeah, should be good.
Let's go.
But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, genuine game-changing stuff.
No one would know what we're talking about.
No, they wouldn't. But yeah, honestly, it's a little bit overwhelming. I might cry.
Mate, we got a new toy. It's called a Rodecaster Pro, and it's basically, in a nutshell, going to take us to the next level. We're going to go into space.
Yeah, it looks like a dashboard for a spaceship. But I tell you what, it's called the Rodecaster Pro, and we're taking the next step from being rookies to pros.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mate, yeah, a great purchase and, you know, something that wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for all you drifters out there listening.
And I couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have. But, yeah, episode two of our spelling season. We're not going to get straight stuck in because we got something good for you. But – before that, mate, how's your week been?
Yeah, mate, it was a cracking week, you know. Still recovering from my bout of labyrinthitis. But no, it was a great week. It was busy. Salvaged some pride with the State of Origin win on Wednesday. You know what? Everyone at work was saying, oh, Queensland's going to lose again. You're going to get pumped. I was like, no, we'll win this game. Firstly, because Mitchell Moses is not Nathan Cleary, which we learned on Wednesday night.
He's definitely not. Good player.
Oh, God, yeah.
Great player, but he's not a generational talent like young Nathan.
No, he's not. There was certainly not the amount of chin in the New South Wales team as what there usually would be.
That's the metric I look for.
Yeah. And you know what? I was really happy with certain Dragons players' effort on Wednesday night. Benny Hunt.
He was unbelievable.
Stand up and, you know, absolutely give yourself a pat on the back, man.
100%. He was brilliant. And we were talking about this. When was this? We saw each other during the week? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't tell you. It's been one of those weeks.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe we were just texting about it.
No, we're at the bank. Oh, that whole ideal. That's a different story. But we'll discuss him then. He just, in defense, he just has a dig.
That's all you can ask for.
No.
And, you know, being a Dragons fan, and when we signed him, the thing that frustrated me most about that signature was the amount of money we spent on him.
Mm.
Because for mine, so $1.2 million a year for Benny Hunt.
It's excessive.
There's not a lot of players in the competition I'd pay that sort of money, and I don't include Ben Hunt in that sort of upper echelon of players, but there is no doubting that he puts in and
you know, it's not his fault he got offered that contract.
No. And we're discussing this when the Dragons inevitably throw an intercept pass and the opposition is just strolling in for a try under the post. He's always basically the first couple of players chasing back. He always has a dig. So
yeah. No, good on you, Benny. Proud of the effort.
Yes, well done to you, Ben. Mate, so saw this on a trailer a while ago, but Survivor starts tonight, so we're recording on a Sunday. Guy I used to work with is actually in it this series.
No way.
Yeah, so it's Brains versus Brawn, and he's yoked, bruh.
Big boy?
Yeah, big boy.
Is and he from your previous role or from earlier on?
No, no, previous role. So Simon. So he'll be in team Brawn, okay. But he's a smart guy as well.
Yeah, so that's with that sort of setup, Brains versus Brawn, you know, all because someone's jacked, like take us two, for example, like clearly we're massive. but it doesn't necessarily mean they're also an idiot. Like, you know, that's awfully unfair to all the jack people out there.
I know.
Jack rights matter.
Yeah.
Because you know, and then I feel sorry for the brains in the show because, you know, it's not like as if they're versing idiots.
No. Like I would put Cooper Cronk's a good example, I reckon. He had a bit of meat tray about him, but yeah. He's also a smart man. He has an engineering degree.
Does he have an engineering degree?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, I had no idea.
I think he finished that when he was like at the Storm. So he's like, yeah, he's like a quadruple threat.
Yeah, holy dooly.
And Cooper.
And actually, speaking of Cooper Cronk, and I was watching the Melbourne Storm game last night when they gave the poor Knights a bath.
My SGM suggested that the Knights had a chance, which they – I didn't know Mitchell Pearce was out. So
right, okay. Yeah, that would definitely influence proceedings. But considering they came off a 36-0 win their previous game, you think they would have gone better. But yeah, so watching the comments from the Fox panel after the game, Cooper Cronk speaks pretty well, but you know who is absolutely unbelievable? Mick Ennis.
Yeah.
He's super switched on. Everything he says is reasonable. He actually offers an opinion. He doesn't skirt around the issue. He's rarely on the fence, and he speaks super well. Mm. And for a bloke who's a pest throughout his entire career, I can't say I was the biggest fan of him.
No.
But I reckon he's my favourite ex-player in terms of commentary.
Okay. All right. I like Joey. I do like Joey. He's a bit cheeky.
He's a bit cheeky. He's definitely had a few head knocks in his lifetime. But his insight and his analysis of the game is incredible.
Yeah. And it's crazy that he's still viewed as like one of the very best ever, like the eighth.
Yeah, I think I was probably a little bit too young to fully appreciate how good he was. I think he's the best to ever play, and my dad agrees with me. He's obviously seen a lot more footy than I have, but dad's not a massive fan of him, but can appreciate his talent.
It's crazy because he only played 170 games.
Injured all the time, yeah.
That's what I guess I don't really understand about that debate because, like, if you're an immortal and you've only played 170 games, I feel like that's – and I'm not debating. I don't really know too much about his career, but apparently it was hectic. And I do remember watching him back in the day. But anyway, let's move on. Mm. This podcast this week, our spelling season, we're doing our much awaited team of the winter, the On the Drift team of the winter. So we did our team of the autumn, which we got some brilliant feedback on that.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, your introduction caught me off guard last time. I wasn't expecting that. So if you're listening to that podcast and if you do go back and listen to it, I'd recommend it highly. You can hear me just cackling in the background, which probably threw you off a little bit, to be honest. So I'm sorry for that, mate.
That and my poor writing because I was reading off my screen. But oh my God, some people are coming through the door, mate. We got the press. Quiet it down, please, guys. Yeah, thank you. All right. But without further ado, thank you for joining us for our first ever On the Drift Team of the Winter selection press conference. We'll have to thank all the horses that pulled up their socks throughout the Adelaide and Brisbane carnivals. You didn't make this an easy selection process,
on the most part at least. We'll be honest, we had a glance at the Adelaide Carnival, but as you're all aware, this far superior racing is here in Brisbane over the Winter Carnival, and that's where I'd say about 90% of our focus remained. Declan and I have agreed that this side signifies qualities of a good horse and a great punter. There are horses that have persevered through a terrible preps of 6 to 12 months to finally find their winning form. There are also new hot things on the rise. Should have read this. And old heads that continue to get the job done. Without further ado, mate, please kick off with our fullback of our team of the winter.
Sure thing. So number one, Tafane, now 3-time Group 1 winner.
Stunning.
Comes into the side at fullback with almost Nico Hines-esque streak of form across the winter, exemplified by the back-to-back wins that she had in the Stradbroke and then in the Tiara. Look, this is her first drifter representative jersey, but with that run of form, ooh, I reckon she might have a few more in the future.
I had James Tedesco in mind for Tafane.
Okay.
Slippery.
Yeah, slippery. Yeah.
Slippery customer.
Yeah, real like low center of gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hairy? Yeah.
Yeah, I think just the hot streak.
Mm.
Because, you know, 12 months ago, you know, I was aware of Nico Hines. And I thought, yeah, he's all right, you know, coming off the Storm bench. Did I think he's as good as now? No.
Yeah.
So Tafane, I thought of pretty highly heading into the winter, but now she's right up there.
Yeah. No, she's back in my good books. On the first wing, we have Eduardo. So just a picks himself, I think.
God, yeah.
So I think he just had to be picked on his performances alone. He's a bit of a lippy customer, Eduardo. And he has failed to reach the expectations that especially his stable think of him. But his run in the Doom of 10,000 was absolutely huge. But I must say to Eduardo, there is a ton of depth at this position. So you need to step up a gear for the spring.
Yeah, look, I tell you what, he's gotten into the side when there's been a few players unavailable for selection, and, you know, namely Nature Strip potentially.
Yeah.
Classique legend.
Well, he's back.
He's back.
He's basically had an ACL, so yeah, he's coming back. But I thought Eduardo's the perfect Blake Ferguson type.
Yeah. I was going to say Josh Adokar.
Oh,
the fox, because he's got that pace, but there's a bit of cheek about him as well, Eduardo.
Yeah, but I think Fergo's very cheeky, and he doesn't necessarily have the execution that the fox does.
No, you absolutely nailed Blake Ferguson. He didn't come to mind for me. He's got a bit of a head like Eduardo as well, so so play on. So our first center, number three, Converge. Look, this fellow, he's pretty early on in his career. You know, we can all agree on that. But he's shown some incredible versatility for a player that's so young.
Well, that's why he's in the centres.
Exactly right. He's reliable in defence but has a wicked turn of foot. He's actually nicknamed the Hammer for his startling burst of speed. I think the best is yet to come for Converge. But you know what? It's a pleasure to welcome him into the Drifter family.
Yeah, welcome. Our other centre is Nudge. How good is she? So she's turned into a model of consistency, and you couldn't have said that 12 months ago. No, six months ago, you couldn't.
Yeah. I reckon there was a few off-field issues that she started to sort out.
Yeah, she's off the drink, clearly. But I think the other thing as well, she might have actually traded clubs to the Sunshine States because she's got the sun on her back, and it's done her the world of good. She's had 4 runs in the Sunshine State, and she's finished in the Quinella each time.
Yeah, and it's very well-deserved position in this side. And you made a call about what her potential spring campaign could look like.
I think she has, and I actually looked at it again today, and I can't find it in any futures markets. She will win the Empire Rose over a mile.
Bang.
Against the mares. I think she's finally found, Criswell has finally found her out. And since she's so consistent, a real Justin Ollam type.
Oh, I love watching him play. He plays a great brand of footy, 100 mile an hour.
He folds people, doesn't he?
Hey, he palmed off poor old Kurt Mann last night in a Greg Inglis style palm, jumped over the top of him, little grubber inside for Nico Hines to regather and score. I was like, how good is this?
Yeah.
Well done, Nudge.
Yeah.
So our other wing position, And look, we've had our eye on this girl for a long time, expecting big things.
Coach's choice.
Exactly right. And, you know, we're absolutely stoked to finally be able to hand her a jersey in the Drifter team of the winter. And that's Brooklyn Hustle.
Fully deserved.
And I tell you what, after her stellar performances in Adelaide, so this is one of the few horses that actually featured in Adelaide, and also her cracking win with Craig Williams on board. Can't remember the name of that race, but we were watching clearly because we're the selectors.
Danehill, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Absolutely outstanding. So she deserves to be on the wing. I tell you what, her full length of the field try, she takes a while to get going, the first 20 or the 30 metres, but once she gets over that, she's away. And I tell you what about Brooklyn Hustle, if she didn't have a career on the track, I reckon she could have a career as a supermodel because she's gorgeous.
She's so gorgeous. Mm. Nice blonde. So yeah. Who's a blonde winger in the league?
That's a great question.
Without notice.
Oof.
You know, it takes a bit to get going, actually. Xavier Coates.
He does. That's a fair shout. Yeah. I was going to say a younger Tommy Turbo because he's blonde and he played a bit of wing when he was a younger
ben
fella.
Ben Travoy, bitch.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, but he's back rower, so. But I was actually thinking about Brooklyn. I reckon she's the goal kicker as well.
What makes you say that?
Because she's found it out and she's just kicking goals now. She doesn't have to have 6 weeks between runs anymore. She can turn up week to week and get the JD.
Okay. I've just thought of who she is then, Ruben Garrick.
Oh, the snack.
Yeah, the snack. Because he's gorgeous.
He is.
He's got some pace about him.
Loves his camera time.
Too. Loves his camera time and can hit it from the wing. And he's blonde.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ruben the snack Garrick on the wing. Okay. In six. Now. What a story this is.
Gotcha.
He's the X factor in the side. That's Zaki.
Mm.
All the way from Europe.
Mm.
You don't see many Europeans playing rugby league, but Zaki, he would not be out of fair in this side. Veteran of 6 years. So, you know, he's a veteran that's coming in.
He's played 200 plus.
Yeah. But he still has a ton of run left in his legs. So he was actually undefeated throughout the winter, which is unbelievable. He picked up the Dooman Cup. And the Q22 by a combined winning margin of 10 plus lengths. He just looks so ready for the Cox plate, doesn't he?
Yeah. Annabelle Neesham, I think, has got it. She's a special trainer. Yep. And, yeah, from the get-go in that first race that he had in the Doncaster and he flashed home, you know, we sort of both were talking about that. I reckon if you get him on pace, he's got the ticker to be able to put on a bit of pace towards the back end of a race. And, yeah, he'll be – wherever he races in the spring, he'll be hard to beat.
100%. I reckon he's similar to a Cam Munster on his day, just bit of fancy footwork, dominant.
100%. Cam Munster shaved his mustache for Origin 3, and it showed because he was great, and he was outstanding again last night. So, yeah. Zaki, probably the first player picked.
Yes, 100%.
A halfback. So this is a bit of a different mold of a halfback this time. So this is the way I'm looking at it. Much like how Craig Bellamy was able to mold Jerome Hughes into a halfback.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally a fullback.
Mm.
But now he's not only a halfback, he's one of the best halfbacks in the comp. I'd say with Nathan Cleary injured, he's probably the number one halfback in the comp right now, Jerome Hughes.
I'd say so.
So maybe it takes a special coach to get the most out of a good player, just like it took a special jockey to get the most out of this horse, and that's Jamie Carr and Vega One. Vega One, welcome to the side at halfback.
Well deserved, much maligned, but much criticised.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations, Vega.
You know, he absolutely broke your heart, and one of your other horses, you know, certainly would have been in this side if it ran just a little bit faster. But Vega's victory in the Stradbroke was, you know, obviously excellent, but I think it took a special ride from Jamie Carr to get him home. You know, he's a faster halfback, but he's you know, he likes to attack the line, but he's got a bit of flair about his game too. So, yeah, real Jerome Hughes type. Welcome to the team, Vega One.
Has a mistake in him, but getting more consistent as he gets older.
100%.
So, all right, our first big bop is out front. Explosive Jack picks himself.
100%.
Like he's the one who's going to play 70 minutes a game, just trucking up from point A to point B.
Mm.
He had a brilliant, brilliant winter. He did fall short of the ultimate goal, which was the Queensland Derby, but to be honest, it was probably an afterthought anyway because he cleaned up about four other ones on the along the way. I thought he reminded me a lot of Daniel Saifidi missing Origin 3.
Did all the hard work.
Yeah. Had a brilliant season, then just couldn't quite be there when the whips were cracking for a sweep.
Yeah, fair enough on Explosive Jack. Yeah, we were there to watch him that day, and it was a little bit disappointing if you were on him, but you know, you can't take away from the fact that he's had a cracking last few months, Explosive Jack.
No, and I think, well, it's so hard to say, but it took 12 plus months for a away game to come back from that hectic two-year-old season that she had.
Yeah.
And she only just won on basically the last day of the group, like the race after Tats Tiara. So hopefully, because Kirima, David Eustace, same stable, they do love to run their young horses into the ground. So it'll be interesting to see if he comes back.
Well done, Explosive Jack. Our hooker, and geez, I tell you what, he had a few enormous wins. And just like, you know, Cameron Smith was leagues ahead of his competition in the hooker position for a very long time, Incentivize was finishing leagues and leagues and leagues ahead of his competition. He's starting favourite in the Caulfield Cup now.
Wow.
So we've got a sneaking suspicion that this won't be his first representative drifter's jersey. Incentivize, but welcome to the team. And you know what? On reflection, looking at this winter carnival, I reckon it's the best one we've seen in a long time, especially in terms of unearthing horses that are going to go on and probably have a dominant spring campaign. So, and that's what we want the Brisbane Carnival to be all about. We want it to be about unearthing some absolute gems, but also seeing some horses that have had a cracking last 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. From Toowoomba with Steve Traeger. So, which I kind of forgot about him, to be honest. Like, he just kind of went off my radar, but he was basically every time he went out there, he just won by, 12 lengths or something. So,
well, his that win he had over 2,400 metres, can't remember the name of the race, but time form rating expert basically said if he ran to that quality, he would have won 9 out of the last 10 Caulfield Cups.
Wow.
With that sort of run. Obviously, horses don't run to their peak rating every time. It's much like if you had a batsman who went out to bat who averaged 40, sometimes he's going to get a duck, sometimes he's going to get 150. But you combine all those scores, it's a 40. So
I believe that's how averages work.
That's how averages work.
Yeah.
So if you're back in Incentivize in the Caulfield Cup, fair enough. If he runs to his peak, he'll win. But if he doesn't, he might not.
Yeah, no, you're right. You couldn't be righter, actually. More right. Anyway, our other big prop out in front is probably the luckiest member of this squad, to be honest.
Gotcha.
Number 10, Knight's Order. So, and that just goes to show of the lack of depth in our big boys out in front. So, but he has been consistent at group level. He took out the Winter Cup at Rose Hill, and then he backed that up in the Brisbane Cup at Eagle Farm, where he won that by 5 lengths against Cariff. So that's the benchmark. So it's not great. Good horse, but not elite. So I was thinking of who reminds me of this fella. And if we're reluctant as selectors to put him in, surely he's very similar to a Matt Lodge or Tevita Pangai Jr.
Or a Flegler. Little Tommy Flegler up front.
I think it's Matt Lodge for me. Big bopper, you know. Gets the nut from point A to point B most of the time, not all the time. And yeah, the Broncos didn't want him anymore, and they were happy to trade him to the Warriors. So Knight's Order, look, I would be shocked if you're in this team in the spring, but yeah, that's what I had all to say about Knight's Order.
No, very fair. So moving into the second row, and number 11 is Reloaded.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, we had or you particularly as the chairman of selectors, you had an eye on him a season or two ago, and he maybe could have made his debut in the representative team a season or two ago, but he just didn't live up to those expectations.
Well, he was playing for the glamour club of the Roosters, and I think he might have had too many nights out, and he's come up here to the Broncos and or having the sun on his back, and he's just got his act together.
100%. He started to find some good form. Look, he had a great winter campaign. He had a couple wins, a little bit later than expected for us. And you know what? It's like those players who don't get to don the maroon until later on in their career, but have you know shown spurts of consistency earlier on. So I'm thinking maybe like a Gavin Cooper type. You know, he's you know he didn't debut for the Maroons until he was an older fella. But he didn't let us down.
No.
He's a little bit enigmatic though, Reloaded. So maybe even a Tariq Sim style character.
Tariq.
Big Tariq-y. No Group 1 glory for Reloaded as of yet.
No.
But maybe that's on the agenda.
It could be. It could be.
Now, welcome to the team, Reloaded.
He'd be looking at about 2,000 metres, 2,400.
Yeah.
There's gettable ones.
Yeah.
Over that distance. If Holmesman's taking out the Australia Cup.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Our other second rower is Juace. So just didn't miss a beat in the Queensland Oaks. Being 7 weeks in between runs, that's what blew me away. Only had the one run.
Yeah.
And she's made the side.
Oh, you know, sometimes, you know, little fillies just catch our eye.
I questioned her strategy, but she clearly knows what she's doing. Real Jake Trbojevic type.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just like just gets in and it won't matter how much footy she misses, she'll get in and get the JD.
Yeah, I can respect that. Dewey Turbo. No, good to see.
And who's the 13, mate?
So rounding out the squad in the lock position is Kukaracha. Look, was it a good win in the Queensland
Derby,
sorry. Obviously beating home Explosive Jack. Real ticker showing around the ruck by Kukaracha, you know. It was a bit of hustle and bustle in that race. You know, really reminiscent to Dal Finucane. I reckon a bit of fight, you know, some real fighting qualities too about Kukaracha, you know. Had to get through a bit of a scrap in that race and get out in front. So that reminds me a little bit of Big Country Tino Fasamui Ali. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his last name, if not. My apologies, Tino, but there's some fighting qualities there in Kukaracha, so great to have him in the squad. Bit of punch through the ruck.
Yeah. Yeah, he crushed my soul when he won. but, yeah, good side. I think we've nailed it, to be honest. And
who's the skipper?
Well, skipper, I think it has to be Zaki. It's either Zaki or Tafane.
Yeah, let's go Zaki.
Yeah.
Because that was just absolutely unbelievable, yeah. That win.
Tafane, the only thing about her is that she's been there, she's done it. She's done it for a few seasons now. She had one off prep, but she ended up, what she have? I think she had like, oh, that's right. She had like a kidney issue or something.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Or Dustin Martin type.
Yeah. Maybe next time we could do it, if there's enough runners over the spring we like, we can do an AFL side.
Holy shit.
All Australian.
Wow. That could be at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can make comparisons to players of a different code,
yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, nice. But, yeah, I think it goes to Zaki and coach. So I think coach could either be a jockey or a trainer, obviously. But I've gone jockey, and you can't pick anyone else. Has to be Jamie Carr.
Has to be Jamie. 100 Metro wins. Unbelievable.
Yeah. 100%. So that is our On the Drift Drifters team of the winter. Who'd we miss? Or did we nail it? I think we nailed it.
I think we absolutely slayed it, mate, to be honest.
Yeah. Knocked it out of the park. So
Thanks for showing up, though, press. You know, I'm sure you guys will have plenty to write about after this.
You guys can turn those cameras on again if you want. Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, thank you. until next week, mate, we'll catch them then.
See you, mate.